have our app on here now, so we can look at everything, program plans, budgets, everything. It's the new app.
The SharePoint?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's an old app. Glad we got it.
Ready?
I'd like to call us to order at this time. Thank you one and all for your presence here on this Saturday morning, September the 7th. Time is 8:06 a.m. Once again, thank you for your presence here in this early morning meeting of the Health and Social Services Committee. Going to begin with, at this time, with a prayer. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Stabler, if you'd be so kind to give us a morning prayer.
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity to come together and do the work of the OSH people. We ask that you watch over us, give us the patience and the time to deal with all these budgets ahead of us. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Acknowledge that we do have a quorum, and acknowledge also that Congresswoman Lemon did call me, said she's running just a little bit late coming down Highway 60, and she'll be here shortly. Acknowledge our colleague, Congresswoman Edwards here, and Mr. Jason Zahn is here, wide awake and a little sleepy. I'm sorry, he's missing his cartoons today, so, but I'm glad he's going to bring us some insight for what we have ahead of us. We are looking at beginning. This will be the first meeting of the Health and Social Services Committee this day, and right now, if you look at the minutes from last meeting of June 18th, if there's any additions, corrections, deletions to your knowledge, this is the time to voice.
Move to approve the minutes as presented for June 18th.
Second.
And I have a second discussion to the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Minutes are approved. Going now to our business at hand, and we're glad that Congresswoman Edwards is here on this Saturday morning to enlighten us once again on ONCA 1961, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,300,000 to the Osage Nation member Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members 65 years of age and over, $1,000 annual benefit or Medigap insurance plan F or Plan D premiums as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act, referencing 16 ONCA 3-101 at SEC, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is here as a sponsor, and I know we have perhaps the intentions of making some movement on this legislation today. So Congresswoman Edwards, give you the floor. Please
Thank you.
Enlighten us.
Good morning. Could we invite Mr. Zahn up to the table too? Because I believe he's...
Mr. Zahn, we invite you to come join us at the table.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is the appropriation to the health benefit fund. I broke out the elder portion, the over 65 portion, from the under 65 portion because the elder appropriation takes precedent. The $1,000 is guaranteed before the under 65. The Plan F and Part D are the Medicare, the Medigap coverage. And so what we need to do today is just decide what that number is, as our, really it's gonna have to be our best guess. Unfortunately, we don't have any sort of tracking, I think Mr. Zahn can correct me if I'm wrong, on what kind of carryover spending we have either at this level or at the under 65 level. So we really have to just sort of guesstimate what that might be. But what we do have are numbers from United American, and we do know how much money was spent in the first quarter. A little bit less clear if we know what was spent in the second quarter. So for the purposes of this appropriation, I've used two things. I've used the Terry Slinkard email, which was forwarded to you on September 5th. And I've used the WageWorks first quarter statement. So I've provided you with a handout with which hopefully we can, I tried to make it as simple as possible. So if you can turn to your ONCA 1961 support documentation.
Date?
Last night, 12:48 a.m. Still working.
All of us were.
So do you guys all have this one? Jason, do you have a copy? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the $276,260.90, WageWorks shows that as the amount expended on behalf of 65 and older tribal members in the first quarter, which would be January, February, March of 2019. Now, the question mark for me there is the carryover wasn't available during that time. So there wouldn't be any spending out of the carryover because the carryover becomes available in April. So that figure does not reflect any carryover spending. Then 826111 was shown as paper claims, that those were reimbursed for currently enrolled elders. I simply multiplied that by four quarters to come up with $1,138,088. Ultimately, this is all going into the same fund, but that's based on that information, that's the closest I could come to what might be spend it out for the year on behalf of the elders. Then the 65 and older Medigap insurance coverage, the 2.285640, that was the number that United American gave us as Plan F premiums for their currently enrolled 907 elders, and $678,305.88 is their Part D premium for 747 currently enrolled elders. And I just added those two together and got a number for an estimated 100 newly enrolled elders. And I just did that because in speaking with Mr. Zahn yesterday, I thought he did 100. I think he tells me now he did 75 new elders for the Plan F and 100 new elders for the Part D. So that would be a little bit different number. And we can do the math on that if that's the best, if we think that's right. So that would be $210. And can I ask Mr. Zahn a question?
Yes, you may.
And you used 75 and for new elders, why?
I just did an average of the fourth quarter in 18 and the first quarter in 19. Because what we run into is typically the majority of the elders that are enroll into the program and come from the card normally already have Part A. It's just a lot of them don't have Part B. So they have to get Part B in order to have Part D.
I'd like to acknowledge Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. We might be over budgeted just a little bit, but my question is, we know that the baby boomer age is turning 65 at a quicker pace now. And even though you figured that at 75, and I think we have it figured at 100 here, I would rather leave it at 100 because it's carryover. If I'm hearing this right, it would carry over to the next year if it wasn't utilized this year, and it's already not captured, but
dedicated.
Statement or a question?
So it's a question leave the budget as it is, and whatever that carryover is. I guess what I'm getting to is, what is our future numbers going to look like? Are they going to grow at a quicker pace? Because we know the baby boomer age is a little bit larger, and they're turning 65 very quickly, at a quicker pace. It's picking up. I know state government is looking at it, federal government's looking at it, and I think we should too.
Thank you. That is a question. I think it's out here on the table for perhaps anyone to respond to, or Mr. Zahn, or the sponsor of the bill, because we're talking about maybe adjusting some dollars and cents in the bill that is her bill. We may have to make some adjustments or amendments here at the table before we report it out, if that be the case. So either Mr. Zahn.
Yes, sir. I can answer that. We checked yesterday with the membership department. Excuse me. And we have 199. Constituents that will turn 65 next year.
So
potentially you could have 200 new signees.
Mr. Bighorst.
Yes, that was the point that I was trying to get to. It sounds like it's going to double. I wasn't expecting double, but those are numbers that we need to constantly keep an eye on, because each year it could increase or decrease. So,
well, I just I'd like to add that, you know, we speak of baby boomers, but there are some of us that are pre-baby boomers.
Yes, sir.
Born in 1944, and they don't start till 1945. So, I don't know what they call us, but I'm not a baby boomer. I'm just a blaster, I guess.
Greatest generation.
The greatest generation.
That's right.
But
yes,
there
sir.
Are a number of us that are eligible, you might say, and wherever we appear in those counts and statistics. We do, and on behalf of those, all of the Osages that are eligible, that's what we're doing here at this table. I think commend Congresswoman Edwards for her her work, and Mr. Zahn, because they're dealing with the dollars and cents. And when it comes here, we appropriate the money. And you know, I know Congresswoman Edwards is doing a lot of calculations, which maybe should be coming from Mr. Zahn, that's okay. You know, the main thing is that this committee's dealing with the paperwork at hand this morning. So what do you have, Ms. Edwards?
Well, if you utilize the 100 newly enrolled elders, which is what is on the worksheet, and you total the 65 and older calculation, remember, not including, we used a quarter that didn't include the carryover, and we didn't add any new enrollees, which you can anticipate, because we've heard there's 100 and, what did you say?
99.
So for all intents and purposes, 200. If you assume everyone enrolls and half of them enroll in the Medigap and the other half just enroll in the benefit.
Which is kind of typical, because there's about 1,200 that's on the card, and then there's around 900 that participate in the supplement.
I'm hopeful that 4.44833.92 would cover it. If you wanted to be safe, you know, you can do 4. Well, I don't even know if you can be safe, because the problem is we simply haven't, with this administrator and to some extent to the last, we just aren't tracking the trends that we need to track. Hopefully, we've got the contract for the new administrator, and Mr. Zahn can speak about that. It's signed as of very recently. Hopefully, we'll be able to get those reports. I noticed in the contract it says that there are a number of reports that you are requiring. I also noticed it says that the chief may provide those to us. I wish it said shall. But I think we need, I mean, that's going to help us forecast trends. But because we cut money so tight right now, you know, we do have, I believe, about $1 million cushion. And we'll talk about that in the next bill. But for the purposes of this bill, 4.444833.92 is the closest I can come right now, and I would actually say if you bumped it to 4.5. I don't know if Mr. Zahn has a different opinion, but based on the comments of the committee, that would be my recommendation.
Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge Congresswoman Lemon is present. We're glad that she has made it through Highway 60 and all of that. A flash coming down here from Fairfax. So thank you for being here and your presence today. Ms. Sneed, we're glad you're here too. I know she had to make an emergency run across the street and back, so she had to get a little bit of breakfast, as we all do. So, Mr. Zahn, you got any inclusion, sir, to the numbers we're kicking out here?
I was just doing some calculations myself, and what was the number that you?
I had 4444833392.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's right there. Okay, I came up with 4.378174, so, I mean, whatever the committee is comfortable with.
Okay, so we're looking at changing some dollars and cents on your bill.
Right.
We need to make some formal movement here at the table. Ms. Edwards?
A line, page one, line 16.
Uh-huh. One moment, please.
Yeah, you might give me a few. Page one, line 16, and line 26, strike 4.3 and insert 4.5 million.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say curses. The yeses have it. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to report ONCA 1961 to the Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a second. Discussion, acknowledging that Congresswoman Edwards is, we did have discussion.
I have a question.
Question.
So does this mean that the total on your bill is going to drop 4 million? No, it's going to still remain at the 14 and 4?
That's not the, this
that's
is a
different
bill.
Bill.
Any more discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Yeses have it, so we shall report ONCA 1961 to the membership with a due pass as amended, and I shall report to appropriations that the number had changed from $4,300,000 to $4,500,000. So we got a $200,000 change. I shall report that as well.
The next one's going to go down.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Item 6, ONCA 1966, an act to authorize and appropriate $14 million to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members under 65 years of age and set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONCA Sec 3101 ETSEC and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is here. Please enlighten us, please, on 1966.
So the number in this bill came from looking at the WageWorks first and second quarter reports. And you might have recalled some discussion back and forth about the fact that the second quarter report said it was only for the second quarter. Whereas in the past, they were giving us a running total for the year. So the second quarter would have been the first quarter and the second quarter. Put inquiry in, and I think Mr. Zahn can explain what might be going on with the communication there. But if I understood you correctly yesterday, we were never able to get an answer as to whether that actually is just the second quarter or it's cumulative.
That's correct.
So I'd be surprised if it was cumulative. It might be. If it is, then the numbers I'm presenting to you were wrong. But assuming that that number is not, we can't use the second quarter because it's a cumulative number, or using it as a cumulative number and doubling it. What I did on this worksheet is I went back to the first quarter payments for currently enrolled members, again, knowing that there was no carryover available at that time. And I added the paper claims. So on that document, you'll see that the number is 2113644 66. I multiplied that by four quarters and came up with 8.454578 64. Now I will say that we had information from the treasurer that indicated that the fund from August to August had had about $7 million taken out of it, not 8.4, and that even included the over 65 folks that were in the just the regular health benefit. So I don't know how to justify that. I mean, maybe Mr. Zahn, who's got the accounting background, but what we do know, and I think this came from Mr. Zahn, is that we have a new administrator who's going to handle all of the claim administration, if I understood you correctly.
Correct.
And his math and my math, I think, are similar, and we think that it will be about a $500,000 administrative cost.
Yes, correct.
So I left a $2 million set aside for carryover, and that is a question mark. And then the health benefit balance, I might ask Ms. Sneed if she got anything yesterday. So Ms. Sneed did not get it. Do you have a health benefit balance as of yesterday?
The last email I got from September 3rd, it had a $2.5 million in surplus.
Okay. So we have, we also have an email that said $2.5 million. Ours was from August 16th. It looked that there was about $600,000 a month going out of the fund. So at $2.5 million from August and putting another month and a half in to of spending into our balance, I came up with $1.6 million in the fund as of October 1st. So, you know, from August 16th, if September 3rd had $2.5 million, the same number that August 16th?
That's the same number I saw.
Okay. So that's that. They, as I understand correctly, they invoice weekly, and then they draw, I don't know how they draw down money. Do they get a check, or what do they do? They're able to?
I'm not 100%
okay.
Sure with the process.
I was told that they are able to draw down, whatever that means. But I think it's safe. I think if we use $600,000 a month, that would be a safe number. So
that's kind of what we use, and that's when we took last year's 9.75, and then we added another 600,000, which it last year from 18 to 19, the enrollment went up 5%, so just did 5%. So that's where we got to our 10.3 amount, which is both of them, which I guess is kind of a little confusing this time since we're attacking them separately and separate, but yet we track both of them in one fund. So I don't know if maybe we talk to the treasurer to see if we can maybe do a sub account for the Plan F Part D outside of the health card, maybe to track a little more easier so we can track trends a little easier.
One thing we do know is that Plan F Part D for the existing enrollees pulls out in January. It was a lump sum.
Correct. And the one difference between the Plan F Part D and the card is those are premiums, so that's actual money that comes out. The health card amount, you don't know if someone's going to spend their entire amount throughout the whole year. But the health card, the Plan F Part D, is real money. That's definitely coming out no matter what.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to acknowledge Congresswoman Pratt is here. Thank you very much for being here. Again, as we are addressing ONCA 1966, the sponsor is here, and what we do as a committee, thank you, Mr. Zahn, for your input, is that we seem to be doing a little bit of calculations and mathematics here at the table, but at some point in the near future, in minutes, I'll be asking I think she's working on an amendment right now to her bill for us to consider, because we're talking about dollars and cents right now, and we just need to adjust or those dollars and cents in the bill itself and legislation that's here for us to consider whether to table it, keep it, or move it on out. Ms. Edwards, or Mr. Zahn.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to mention that here's the number that I came up with. We have taking away the 1,232 65 and older constituents that we have on the health card, we have 13,774 constituents on the card. That times 500 is 6.8 million. So that's our number. I also did an increase enrollment. Of an average of the last few years, and it came to 14,599. I don't know if we want to project the increase of enrollment, but from 2017 to 2019, we've increased 2,300 members, exactly 2,300. So that number with 14,599 would put us at 7.29. And that's assuming everyone spends every penny that they are allowed during that year.
What's your number?
6.8 if we go with the current enrollment, or 7.3 if we increase enrollment by almost 200.
And that was based on, I'm sorry, I missed.
It's the average of an increase in enrollment.
I get that. Okay. But what number did you use? $500?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because I'm only counting the $500
right.
people since we've already accounted for the $1,000 in the other bill.
So you used the member number of what, 15?
13,774 times 500.
Okay.
And then that's 6.8. And then if we increase it to 14,599 times 5, that's 7.3.
Okay. So if you wanted to lower, but then you do have to put the $500,000 in administrative expenses in as well.
That would be part of it, correct?
That's an additional,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And then, so that would be 7.8 million. And then what about carryover spending? Are you just assuming that that's in the?
Yeah, to my knowledge, we have not budgeted in the past take an account for the carryover, which it's several million more. That's contingent liability because of the carryover provision.
And herein lies the dilemma, because we haven't had that tracked through our administrator, which I hope somebody does.
Yeah, we have an account of it.
Pardon me?
We have an account of the carryover. We have our third party company that tracks the carryover.
So did they give us any information on how the carryover spending has been going?
I don't have that detail, but I have the amount of what each year is.
So what is the amount?
I'm forgetting, because I didn't bring it, but it was like $3 million for like 18, like $2 million for 17. It's usually like the latest year, or the year furthest back, is like a million, and it kind of goes up by a million each year. It's like 1, 2, 3, typically.
So if you went 16, 17, 18, a million, 2 million, 3 million.
Well, 16
is out.
Fell off the books.
Okay.
So we're in 19, 18, and 17.
And we don't know what 19 is yet, because obviously we're in that.
Correct.
Let's just say we used 3, 2, 1, which would be what 16 to 18 would prove up, right? So that's $6 million that would need to be available, right, for carryover spending. So if we used your high end number, 7.3 plus $500,000, we're at 7.8 million. And then the question becomes whether we believe that we need to leave a set aside. I said in this chart, 2 million.
So if we did that, that would be 9.8 versus 10.9. It'd be $1 million less. And to me, you just don't even consider what's in the fund because you're looking at a $6 million liability, potential liability, and really you're only accounting for half of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? As of October 1st, it's likely that the health benefit fund will have a balance of $1.6 million in it. But we're saying that based on the carryover amounts, the potential liability could be $6 million. So if we only use $2 million as the set aside and we leave the money in the fund, we don't reduce that by $1.6 million, we're looking at $9.8 million to appropriate. Do you agree with that? That cipher in Mr. Zahn?
Hold on, I'm on my calculator.
Again, while we do calculations for us in the committee, we'll be looking at the paperwork and the legislation in front of us as you will be amending it, your law.
Yes, and I do have an amendment to propose right now. It's page one, lines 24 through 56, strike lines 24 through 56, and insert.
Scroll.
This.
Can you scroll that?
24. So.
Section one findings in.
Right. So these findings related to the $14 million, how I got to the $14 million. And it was based on the second quarter Wage Works report, not knowing whether it was a cumulative report or just for the second quarter, which is what it said. So throwing that out and going with what we're doing today, those findings don't need to be in the bill. So my proposal is to strike from 24 down to 56 and insert, this funding is intended to serve under 65 Osage tribal members for 2020 under the Osage Nation Member Limited Health Benefit Act.
That is your motion?
That's my motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Have a second. Discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed, say no. Motion passes. Do you have any other amendments to make?
I'd like to hear from Mr. Zahn about the $9.8 million versus some other number.
Mr. Zahn?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to mention, I just looked at the last 3 years, number minus the month of September, that we have spent in the health benefit fund, and it averages to be $8.7
million. Total?
Total spent. So that's 65 and older and under 65. That's the average.
So you would be comfortable with going down to 8.7 million versus 9.8?
I would.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Did that figure include the administrative costs?
Yes, ma'am, everything.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion to the motion?
It appears, based on what we have, that the administrative costs will be about $100,000 more than they were last year. However, the third-party administrator is going to handle all claims. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
All claims. We're back to a full-service administrator, so that's a good thing, I think.
Okay. My mistake, there was not a motion, so that Stabler's comment was not to the motion, I think. Is that correct? Okay, so we're just in discussion still with Ms. Edwards having the floor on your bill.
Well, if we put too much money in, if we put in more than is spent, it still stays there. If we don't put in enough, we're not going to have any place to look for more money other than the permanent fund. So that's just up to the committee and the Congress. We're somewhere in between 8.7 and 9.8.
Mr. Zahn says he's comfortable with 8.7.
Well, I'm 8.7 is for both the Part FD and the card. That's what I'm saying. That's why we chose the 10.3. I'm not advocating that we do the 4.5 and then we do 8.7 in the other fund. That almost goes to 14.
Congressman Big Horse.
The way I'm understanding this calculation at 9.8, that's still $1 million savings?
Yes.
Mr. Zahn?
No, I believe that's not counting the 4.5 in the Plan F Part D.
Well,
Congressman Tillman.
Just clarification, Mr. Zahn, your calculations are also including the $4.5 million from ONCA 1961.
Are you talking about the 8.7 number?
Yes.
No, the 8.7, yes, correct. I'm sorry. The 8.7 number average of the last 3 years is the Part D, Plan F, and a health card for under 65 and over 65.
So that would leave 4.2, Mr. Chair. Just a lot of numbers going around, so that leaves $4.2 million for 1966?
It's 1966, the one we just...
The big bill, the big bill.
Okay,
the
sorry.
65.
If you take the 4.5 from the 8.7...
Yes, 4.2.
So in the original, Mr. Chair, so the original number of 14 million, we're just going to 4.2, which is almost $10 million difference. Roughly.
I would think it would be, based upon, and again, these are just all guesses if everybody spends their money, whatever, but based upon the 13,774 members that we have that have a card currently that are under 65, if you times that by 500, we will be liable for $6.8 million. And that, so then that's assuming everyone spends every penny of their $500, which normally doesn't happen, but who knows, it could happen. That's the unfortunate thing of this, it's just the best guess.
$6,887.
Yeah. That number would cover us if everybody currently who had a card went out and spent all of their $500.
Which the only question I have about that is why the first quarter payment is shown in WageWorks at $2.059 million plus $54,000, which would seem to indicate that $2.1 million was spent in the first quarter. Maybe the first quarter spending is higher than second and third quarter, probably so.
Oh, yes, of course.
And now, fourth also, quarter goes back up.
Same thing goes with enrollment. First quarter enrollment is off the charts, and then as you go throughout the year, you'll get 20, 30, or whatever, throughout the year.
Which brings up another point. Last year, you didn't have to re-enroll. This year, you will have to re-enroll. So that will curb some of the spending. So you're suggesting $6.87 million plus $500,000, 7.5?
Just with the unknowns in there, I would be comfortable adding that 500. Being the 500 already being part of the 6.8, just to.
Well, how could it be if you just did the $500 times 13,770?
Well, assuming 13,000 of those don't spend $500,000 worth of payments.
So you're prepared. But
again, like I said, it's the best guess.
I hear. So you're advocating that we underfund or that we fund at a lower level rather than a higher level. What are you going to do with the surplus money? Something else? Because
there will be a difference between what we've got right now, because I ran it at 7.3, I think, and it was hitting the budget pretty close, hitting the projected revenue pretty close at 7.3. And then you would advocate that we draw from the permanent fund if this isn't sufficient monies?
I'm advocating that we go closer to the 6.8. That's all I say.
You're the spokesperson and the other thing I would say is that we know that the chief has the authority to lower the number. It's an appropriation bill. So from that standpoint, I would rather us go high and let him go low.
Ms. Edwards, it's your bill and the bill's up to this committee. So if you have an amendment, then dollars and cents for us to consider as committee.
Yes, I do.
We'll be able to move forward.
Page 1, line 16. And 69, strike $14 million. And insert $8 million.
Do I hear a second?
Thank you.
Second, discussion to the motion.
I took 13,774 members at $500, which would be the amount that they would be able to spend this year. I added $500,000, which we are pretty certain will be the administrative costs. And I put in some amount for, it was just a random, I don't want to say random, but a third. Now, let's see here. 6, 8.
So a third of the 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7.8 plus 4. 6, 8
and 500,000 is 7.3.
Yeah. I'd just like to make a comment. When we're talking about the administration fee, we currently have the same type of administration fee. It's just 40 cents less per person per month. So that would be just a reduction of 72. It would be an increase of 72,000 over last year's admin expense. So I just did that. So it was only because currently, I don't know if it's proprietary, but we pay 40 cents less than we're going to pay, which our previous one, we paid $1.20 less, or $1.20 more, I'm sorry. So 40 cents per 15,006 people times 12 months is $72,000.
Any other discussion to the motion?
So that number, that 8.7 average, yes. All of that had the admin fee in it, but now this next admin fee is just going to be $72,000 more.
Last year's administrative fee was $300,000+.
But remember, we increased enrollment. As we increase enrollment, the admin fee goes up. We get charged per member.
You gave me that $500,000 number yesterday.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should have my calculator. But that's what it was. So maybe this year's four something. But it's only going to be a $72,000 difference because of a 40 cent increase. Per member per month.
To me, we desperately need to know these trending numbers. We're not taking away the carryover. We had the opportunity to talk about that in spring, and the message that came from the administration was no, do not take the carryover away. Keep the carryover.
Someone told you that?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
very certain of that because we had the bill in front of us and we were talking about it. So I think we need one more year of being conservative in having a fund. Like I said, it's not going to change going forward. It's not changing going forward. It's going to probably, I mean, we need to get to a point where we're leveled off, but this is about what it is going to be.
We still have about 6,000 accounts that we can take on, because we only have, you know, we only have so many members, but 15,000 of them have taken advantage of this program.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Any other discussion to the motion? Mr. Tillman.
Just for clarification, the motion is to move, are you saying move the number from 14 to 8.0?
Yes.
Is where you are. And I just, you know, as we sit here, it's almost, I wish we would withdraw the motion, postpone 1966, just because I'm hearing a lot of unknowns. I'm hearing a lot of maybes. I'm hearing a lot of random. I'm hearing numbers of 13.7 members. I'm hearing numbers of 14,599. And I think we need to be as accurate as we can be. So if we did postpone this until we could come back at a later day with some better information, more accuracy in our numbers, I would feel more comfortable. That's just where I am.
Okay. Any other discussion to the motion?
Well, try as I may, I don't think that we can get any more accurate information. I think we have what we have, and we have a September 15 deadline for the treasurer to decide how much money is going to be paid out. That's why.
Any other discussion to the motion, Mr. Zahn?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'll just say the accurate number, 13,774, that's a solid number. That's what we have. When I mentioned the 14,599, that was just an option if we wanted to try to budget for some potential increase in the next year. But I mean, 13,774, that's solid. That's how many we have as of today or yesterday. I don't know if anybody joined today.
Ms. Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I agree with further discussion needed at the table. I did hear you, Congresswoman Edwards, the September 15th deadline. We're here on a Saturday. We're going to be here next Saturday. We have abilities to continue to discuss this. And I really agree with Dr. Tillman, pardon me, Congressman Tillman.
Okay. Thank you.
And there's just too many unknowns. And I'm just not comfortable moving this off the table today. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels. I'm glad that we're able to have this discussion. It's not that I'm against any of it. It's just a simple fact that there's just too many questions, too many numbers floating back and forth. So thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we do have a motion on the table. We should vote on it. If we vote the motion down, then we'll be open for another motion to table this to a later date.
Question. When's the next health meeting?
Next health, this meeting? This committee?
Yes.
We are scheduled the 9th, Monday, and or next Saturday morning. I prefer next Saturday morning, but we're not there yet. We need to.
I won't be here next
motion.
Saturday morning, so you'll have to go it alone.
First of all, though, we have a motion on the floor. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes. Those opposed say no.
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 Okay, the motion fails. Lemon.
Motion to postpone ONCA 1966 to the call of the chair.
Is there a second? I have a second. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Ms. Edwards, you and I can talk about when we can get this on, and I'll get it on the.
Well, I would request. What does the committee want? What additional information does the committee want? And I'll see if Mr. Zahn can get that by Monday.
Members of the committee, question posed to us. If anybody have any specifics that we need to, you would be comfortable with?
I think we're comfortable with the 6.8.
Okay. Table is open.
A lot of my confusion is the fact that it's separate and two separate. Last year, it was just one together you had talked about, and it was at, what do we do, $9 million?
975.
And so, you know, a lot of the discussion that was going on here was back and forth, and then there was, like Congressman Tillman brought up the, when you brought up the 8.7 and then subtract the 4.5 and then get 4.2, and we were at 14 million, now we're down to 4.2 million, and then there's other six, there's 6.8 million. So I believe that there's a lot of confusion for me. I can't speak for everybody else, of course, about the one number from last year, but now we're separating it into two, which isn't a problem. It's just, it's
a different way of looking
at it. It's a different way of looking at it, and we have to, I feel like we have to look at, okay, we look at the two separate numbers, but we also look at the total of what the benefit is of direct service. Because it can be misleading to the constituency to think that they're only going to put in 4.2 because they read whatever legislation is out there, when actually, where we were looking at with the legislation that was on the table, over $18 million possibly going into the direct service of the health benefit fund and Plan F and Plan D. And so that's part of my uncomfortableness with it.
Stabler?
Kind of along those same lines, but I'm kind of looking at the bigger picture. That's why I want some time to work on these numbers. I would love to just be conservative and say, let's hit that number, and that way we can all rest easy. I think that we're going to have to this year look at what's an actual tighter number that we can look at, because we're so far in the red with our revenues. And I don't know what other program we're going to make this up on another. So I just like a little more time to consider both patterns and see where we are.
Ms. Edwards.
Again, the question is there anything that Mr. Zahn can get for the committee? Any financial information that Mr. Zahn can get for the committee that the committee wants to see, hopefully before Monday?
Mr. Tillman and then Ms. Staber.
I just, and a good question, but I don't think we can just right now give that information to him, but after a day or two, we could come up with some questions that we have and get that to him as quickly as possible to the committee, from the committee to Mr. Zahn.
Staber.
I think that he's got numbers. I think he's got, he can at least give us a report similar to this one. You evidently took your report from his reports.
No, I took my information from WageWorks. I took the $500,000 from a calculation he gave me yesterday. The carryover, you heard his information today, 3-2-1. And then the accounting office gave us the fund balance. And I extrapolated that out to October 1st based on probable spending.
That's what it's going to be. That's 290 times 15,000 at 6 times 12. So that will be the admin fee.
So the admin fee is 522,000. Not, but I used 500,000. So, I mean, that's a close enough number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Members of the committee, we have made our decision on ONCA 1966. So we're on hold on that until I call it back to the table, and I'll work with Congresswoman Edwards, and she'll work with Mr. Zahn and the rest of us. You have come up with some numbers as we bring this back to the table. I know that we'll have some action on it, but as we get our numbers straightened. Thank you for being here, Mr. Zahn and Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Phil McCormick.
Moving right along, we're going to consider number 7, ONCA 1930, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16, ONC Sec 3101 through Sec 3105, and to insert sections 3-106 and 3-107, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor, so if you could enlighten us, or do you have any direction on what you want to do?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, my intent is to withdraw this legislation.
Okay, thank you. Without any other, Congresswoman Pratt.
I was going to move to report ONCA 1930 to Congress with no recommendation, with the intent of the sponsor withdrawing.
Second.
And I have a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion passes. I shall report this out. Monday. Thank you very much. Moving on to Section 8, ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an alternate effective date. We've had a number of sections assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. For our purposes of this morning, we will be looking at Section 7, Section 11, Section 18, Section 19, Section 20, and Section 21. And again, as these pieces of legislation and numbers hit our table, that is all we are to consider, what is in front of us as far as paperwork, and I think we know how that works, and that the sponsor, Mr. Potts, is not here today, and he said he has the paperwork in front of us for us to consider. We have the dollars and cents, we have the plans from these various programs, and therefore we can make, I think, whatever you wish the decisions to be made. So we're going to take care of Section 7 firstly, and that's the programs, tribal programs. Osage Nation Congress authorized and appropriates the sum of $44,347 to the 477 programs from the general fund, and the treasury is listed in the table below. You have that in hand. We also have the family, the annual plan. You do not have that? This came, motion to recess.
Second.
We'll recess for 15 minutes so that our clerk can run these. These came off of the law itself or the administration. And I just pulled the sections that we're dealing with, so I'll have our clerk do that and acknowledge that Mr. Zahn is here from executive to help us out, as well as Ms. Sneed, when we look at the dollars and cents.